Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Send what's in that bag for me. Can you open it? Let me see. Send what's in that bag for me. I wanna see. I just wanna see. For you and I wanna see. What you have in that bag right there for me. I don't wanna be rude, I don't wanna be mean. I'm only singing about the things I've seen. I need to know where the true meaning of Christmas gone. Where's the love on Christmas morn? Daddy long gone, but mama keeps holding on. A time of happiness, joy, and glee. Everyone talking about me, me, me. That's not how it used to be. There was laughter, songs, and family. Now it's money, lies, and vanity. We traded peace for jealousy. That's not how it used to be. So I took the lights and hung them high. Told mama we should give it one more try. We baked a cake and sang that song, inviting neighbors to come and sing along. It's in the gifts that make you whole. It's the love that warms your soul. I took a hand, we bowed our heads. Thank the Lord for what we had instead. Christmas is no be a time of faith and harmony. Everyone talking about me, me, me. That's not how it used to be. So let's invite that simple grace. Fire, life, glow, a warm embrace. No gift this time, just hearts that mend. Left the prayer from friend to friend. It's not the toys, it's not the gold, it's the stories that are. If we could love like we used to do, then Christmas still can see us through. Christmas can be what it used to be if we bring back that unity. No more talking about me, me, me. Let's make it how it's meant to be. Ain't no rapping on the gift I need. Just my family here with me. That's the kind of Christmas I wanna see. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. Merry Christmas, Mama. Don't need nothing from that bag no more.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week entitled No More Me, 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 performed by a 11-year-old boy that goes by the name of Enoch, and he's from Antigua and Barbuda, and he delivers a performance that is steady, sincere, and surprisingly mature. You know, the young man carries a warm, country-influenced vibe with a message that goes straight to the heart of what Christmas truly represents. And that song was written by Dr. Noel Howell. No More Me Me reminds us to return to compassion, family, and the simple joy of giving. A very refreshing contrast to the self-focused culture that often surrounds the season. A very beautiful song, man. Keep up the great work, Enoch. See you guys very soon down there in Antigua and Barbuda. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, creative keyboardist who is synonymous with the genre gospel jazz. They have inspired millions worldwide, popularizing the term gospel jazz with many, many songs, including takes on songs like Every Praise, How Great Is Thy God, Jesus' Love, just a plethora of original gospel jazz songs too, making him the face of the term gospel jazz. The artist, entrepreneur, TV and media mogul, and more, Ben Tankard. Ben, welcome, brother. How are you?
Mike D, man, I need to take you on tour with me to make that introduction every night, man. You're doing so well. Thank you for having me, sir.
Great,
well, you can call me the godfather of gospel jazz. You can call me a producer, a writer, an artist. You can call me Tank. You can call me Benjamin. You can call me Pastor. You can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Hey, what's up, Ben? And welcome back to the Caribbean Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, you've been called the godfather of gospel jazz. But looking back, what inspired you to merge gospel and jazz?
Landlord, that is a very good question. Thank you all for having me. I get that question so often. And it was just by default. I didn't grow up wanting to be a gospel jazz artist or artist at all. I grew up wanting to be a professional basketball player.
Wow.
And I went to the NBA, and I was injured my first year, my first practice, in fact.
Wow.
And I was cut from the team. And so I went to church. The gospel came in. And I went to church because I heard this church was going to be giving out free meals. And I went to get some chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know, I messed around and got saved and received God in my life. And the minister prayed for my hands and told me to sit down to the piano and that God had a new career for me other than basketball. I didn't know what he's talking about. I obeyed him. And I sat down to the keyboard. And I put my hands on the keys, and I began to play that first time like a professional jazz musician.
Wow.
But I'm in church. Who does that? And so I was amazed by that. So I decided, Landlord, to keep this gift in the church and just call it gospel jazz. Now, up to that point, late 80s, there was always in jazz artists that had would put at least one gospel song in their performance repertoire, you know, like Wade in the Water or When the Saints Go Marching, and they jazz up something, a gospel song, and put it in their repertoire, because a lot of people that play jazz grew up in church, so they would include a gospel song in their repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were gospel artists up to that point that had at least one song in their repertoire that had a jazzy feel to it, because they kind of go hand in hand with, in a, you know, when you're ad-libbing, and you know, and so there's a freedom that lives in gospel and jazz that makes them parallel. And so when I became an instrumentalist and God gave me this gift to play keyboard, the gift he gave me was jazzy, and I decided to give it back to him. And I named it gospel jazz, and the rest is history. You know, after 30 years and 25 recordings of 10 songs each, that's at least 300 songs out there.
Wow.
that I've recorded in the last 30 years that I've tagged gospel jazz, and I don't think there's anybody else out there that has recorded that many recordings and called themselves a gospel jazz artist like I have. So I guess that's a long answer to a short question, but that's how come they consider me the godfather of gospel jazz. Not that I'm old, because I'm not. Just I was the first one. I was the first one that did it and called it that and kept with it.
Wow, what an incredible journey! God truly turned a setback into purpose. Great word.
What about an album, Ben?
Well, I've got a record. It is my 25th recording, my 25th full CD, and it's called Reimagined, and it's 14 songs that I have reimagined. People call them cover songs, but I call them songs that have been previously recorded but have been reimagined by a new artist.
Congrats on your 25th recording, and I really love the concept of reimagined. Ben, there is a fan of yours from out of Uganda, Africa, and he has a question for you.
Praise God, everybody. This is Morgan Isaac, a gospel artist from Africa, East Africa, Kampala, Uganda. Let me hope God has kept you well. And this goes to Ben Tankard. You have mentored many artists and continue to influence new generations. What advice would you give to young musicians who want to blend excellency in music with a strong kingdom message? That's my question. God bless.
Morgan, I am so proud of you for asking that question. It's such a great question. My answer to that is just be yourself, because everyone else has already been invented. just be yourself. There's only one you. So that's what I'm going to encourage you new artists in music. Don't ever try to copy anybody else. Just perceive it and interpret it through your mind, record it, get it out, do it as often as you can. There are going to be those times that nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to want to hear it. Nobody's going to want to buy it. But keep on being you. Just keep on doing it. And pretty soon, whatever is for you is going to come to you. God has a way of finding you, even if it feels like you've been forgotten or ignored by others. Your time is coming. But don't change you. Just be consistent and keep on doing you until somebody cares. And Morgan Isaac from Uganda, I'm so proud of you. Thank you again for that question. And many of you who are listening, be encouraged.
Ben, thank you so much for that powerful encouragement. That's real wisdom. Authenticity is everything, and new artists need to hear that. Stay true to who God made you to be, because your time will come. I know you got to run, Ben, but before you go, I just want to say thank you. Because, you know, you could have been doing anything, but you're here hanging out with us right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, we truly appreciate you, and we wish you all the best, man. Continue the great work. God bless, bro.
Landlord and Mike D, man, I love you guys. Thank y'all for having the tank hang with y'all. Y'all have a great week. Thank y'all so much for having me. I just want to say thank you to the Bahamas, all of the islands, the Caribbean, all of Africa. Thank you guys for being such a support and hanging with the tank on today.
Ben Tankard is credited with coining the phrase gospel jazz, although occasionally there were bona fide jazz artists that would record a song like Wade in the Water or Down by the Riverside or Amazing Grace, adding to their repertoires. Ben is big on the genre itself, as he put it, gospel jazz, delighting people on the keyboards and becoming a platinum-selling artist doing so. And yes, it was Ben Tankard that convinced the great gospel artist Yolanda Adams to stop being a school teacher, which she was, and become a full-time gospel recording artist, recording on a gospel record label that Ben had taken stake in. And the multi-gifted musician, songwriter, producer, TV personality, media mogul, and more, Ben Tankard, has the talented songstress Shirley Murdoch joining him on the old Staples Singer song, I'll Take You There. No more lying to the races with that one. And we want to thank the good brother Ben Tankard for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, Ben Tankard is a cool, gifted brother, man.
Mike, Ben Tankard is truly a very talented brother with an amazing gift that he uses for the kingdom. And he is truly a blessing, man. And it's always great having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits Show. But coming up next from out of Nashville, Tennessee, a good friend and brother of mine's the legendary Everett Drake featuring South Inglewood, Away in the Manger.
A manger is, of course, a trough made for horses and cattle to eat out of. Many times located in some barn or somewhere like that. A manger was made into a place for baby Jesus to sleep due to it being no room in the inn, the hotels, so to speak, around the area, because Bethlehem was full of people who had traveled there to take a census so that they could be counted. Mary gave birth to Jesus while she was there. And with some hay thrown in a manger, baby Jesus would sleep there, wrapped in swaddling clothes, away in a manger. Jesus is real. He's really, really real, landlord. I can't count the times Jesus has blessed and interceded for me and continues to do so. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Mike, that was a very beautiful song from Brother Everett Drake featuring South Inglewood, Away in the Manger. A very fitting song for the Christmas season. And for those of you who may not know Brother Everett, he has been in the industry for many years, working very closely with Dr. Bobby Jones on his BET television show and touring extensively with him. And even today, Brother Everett continues to use his gift for the Lord. Truly amazing. Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, now is a good time for somebody to start working on some of those dreams they've been talking about for 2026. It comes to mind what the author and social activist Alice Walker once said. Well done is better than well said.
That is so true. You know, actions will always speak louder than words, and if you want 2026 to look different, the work starts now. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award international gospel artist, Ben Tankard, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next out of Freeport is Lady Warrior featuring Chosen One with their latest single entitled, Where Is the Love? Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And if you are a gospel artist, please send your music to us at kaigospel@gmail.com. That's C-A-A-G. gospel@gmail.com. We would really love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Say it's your boy Chosen One, Lady Warrior upon the mic, Jesus Christ. Tell me where is